is Keeping It Real with Nyreen, Fiona, and Greg.
I didn't do anything, damn it.
This is the last podcast of 2023.
Wow.
2023. I know.
That's crazy. Where did the year go?
Right out the window.
I'm not sad that it's going.
Well,
It's been up and down.
Yeah.
It wasn't a
fantastic year. It wasn't like the pandemic years. No,
this one was all right.
We had a fully uninterrupted year of business because last year we were going to make it and then we had that waterfall in the gym. So this year, nothing. It was wonderful. So that makes it a good year.
You have to go to jail.
What do you mean?
No issues with me freaking out. So we're good.
Well, there's a certain roofing company we would never recommend.
That's right, yeah.
That's all we're going to say about that. So here you go, Greg. We should say we have our wine and beer come courtesy of Tony.
Mm-hmm. Tony,
she said that specifically are excellent. Well, she's not sure about the beer, but she's definitely had the wine. But you go ahead first. What are you drinking, Greg?
Tony got me Blue Moon for Christmas, and I'm reading their French side. It's a Belgian-style wheat ale. I've had it before. I've never reviewed it, but it is a good one. I like Blue Moon. Most of the beers from Blue Moon are really good, so it's a good one. It's only 5.4% alcohol, which is nice, so it's nice and light and refreshing, and it's one that you should try. It's usually at the liquor store.
There you go. Tony made a good beer selection.
Good beer selection for somebody that doesn't drink beer.
Our wine is Massey. It's a Campo Fiorin. It's Italian. It's a 2020, and it is a dry red, and it is a very good choice. So excellent choice, Tony. You can definitely sponsor
it. You can swing some more this way if you like. I'm all right with that.
Yeah, it's nice. It's dry. I like them. I don't like them super fruity and, you know, so this is very good. So
it's not paper bag wine.
It's not paper bag wine.
Well, it was funny because she brought it into the gym
in a paper bag
as a Christmas gift. In a Christmas bag. And said, "Oh, this is for Greg and Irie, but ultimately it's for you and Chris too, because
it's on the podcast.
I want this on the podcast." Yes.
There you go. She made it to the podcast with a bottle of wine. Excellent choice. So there you go. Drink Italian wines.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
So I bet a lot of people got smartwatches for Christmas and use them as fitness tracker.
Like that.
Do you use one?
I do. Yeah, I started using it for work because I didn't want my phone going off all the time. So I had it, you know, set so that I could just see the message on my watch when there's messages coming in for work and everything like that. But the one I've got is an Amazfit Raptor Pro, which is it's pretty much like a Garmin. Does everything that the Garmin does.
Is it like an Amazon brand, right?
No, it's not. It's its own brand. Yeah, it's a really good American. It's half the price of a Garmin. Does everything. Like it tracks, you know, maps like that. You could do maps, everything like that on it too. So it's a GPS. So it's really good. But what I started using it for was I just wanted to see my heart rate because I use it during some of the wads, and I wanted to see what my heart rate was like.
You should be dead.
Yeah, and pretty much that's what was coming up on. I'm like, oh my God, like it's like 185 beats per minute on some of these suckers. And it's like, you know, I'm holding that for like a 10-minute AMRAP where, you know, it says my...
But your age predicted heart rate is 220 minus your age. And that's supposedly your maximum.
So mine's supposed to be 168 as a max. And I'm way over that all the time.
But somebody who's healthy and is fit can exceed their age predicted maximum heart rate safely.
Which I do all the time.
So. I laugh though because we did that adventure run on Christmas Eve.
Yep.
And so we ran for about, 45 minutes? And it was hilly and whatever.
Yep.
And So once you finished the workout, it said it was 96 hours until you were fully recovered.
Fully recovered.
Four days.
I'm like 4 days
to recover from
it. I'm like, yeah, probably not. Right. That's
crazy.
It's a little weird because it gives you a fitness score and everything, like a load for the week, which is kind of neat. You can see what it does. And it tells you the load of how much you worked and everything like that, but I think it goes a little high. Like I'm thinking 96 hours. That was for my week of.
So after that 50-minute run, you were supposed to sit on your ass?
Yeah, no, because I've already worked out like 4 days that week, and then I added that. So it was my fifth day. So it said for total recovery, I needed...
This was 90, your watch my watch said that.
Saying that I needed 92 hours of recovery. I'm like, wow. What? You know, so... Holy cow. So it could be a little skewed, I'm thinking. Because there's no way, like 96 hours, like to be fully recovered. Mm-hmm. And it says that that's, you should do light exercises and stuff for your recovery. It says it right on the watch, and I'm laughing. I'm like, yeah, okay. Right. So, yeah. It's great for recording things, like, because it shows our map and it kind of shows like where we're fast, where we're slow, and everything like that, which is kind of neat. Shows you your max heart rate, you know, your average heart rate, shows you my max pace. You know, our average pace, our altitude, like our up down through the mountain and stuff like
mountain,
that. Well, like, the escarpment, you know, stuff like that, which is kind of neat to have. Like, and then during a CrossFit workout, I like to use it for, you know, I can see where the positions of in the workout, like during that AMRAP, when I push the hardest, which is basically the middle of the workout, about that the 4 minute mark, where that's where my heart rate went up.
Yeah.
Into that position. So it's kind of neat to see that.
Or how long does the data stay on your phone? Like,
it records it into an app too. So it keeps on my watch. It'll have about 20 workouts saved on my watch. The rest of them are on the phone that you record like that, which is kind of neat. So it'll however
big your phone is. But if you go do kind of like a run like you did, it would bring that information back to your watch, or would you have to look at your app?
No, I can bring it up. I can go workout records, and it'll show, like, that's it right there, the 504.
Oh, okay.
44 minutes, right, goes through, and it shows
that's pretty
like
cool. That.
So it shows the map, like, right on it, and it scrolls.
Neat.
Scrolls through. Yeah, it's kind of cool.
I do not have one of these devices.
No. Me neither.
And I absolutely do not want one.
I'm not one that wears watches, really.
I love my watch. I've had this lovely Citizen Eco Drive.
Like I said, the reason I got it was for work, to see messages on it. And this was just an extra. And I wanted
an added bonus.
The reason I got this one is because it's G-Shock rated, because I wanted it for search and rescue work too. So it's good for underwater. It's good for everything. So it was one of the better ones out there at a decent price. It was less than 200, like it was like $180, you know, compared to a Garmin that does the same thing for like $450.
Wow.
So like, which one are you going to go for? Mm-hmm. Right?
None of them.
That does the same work, right? Yeah, but you don't do the same thing that
I
do.
No, but I don't I don't even like my phone beeping. Like, I can't, like, the whole, like, the smartwatch would drive me nuts.
Because I'd be constantly looking.
Or like, oh, there's another notification. Oh, there's another, like, I don't need my emails, my text messages.
Yeah, so I need that for work.
To tell time. And I've had this Citizen Eco Drive since, like, for what, 15 years?
Well, I've had mine, the Eco Drive one of mine, for...
Since 2010.
Yeah.
So. And I got mine about
a year after.
Yeah. So I've had the same watch. I've had to, you know, other than getting a battery replaced.
Yeah.
It does one thing. It tells time. It has a date, but I have to take my glasses off now to see the date because I'm getting old. But you've done some notes on your...
Well, I just kind of scrolled, you know, what the pros and the cons of fitness trackers. So... Mm-hmm. This is from Mind Body, and they kind of go into, you know, pros of fitness tracker. So it makes you stay motivated.
I think a lot of people do like the whole, like, you know, because it does kind of track their fitness progress, which is good. It
shows you the metrics of how it's going, you know, how your week to week is and things like that, which is, it's kind of good to see. And it kind of acts as a notebook, like how we would use a notebook at the gym. It kind of does it in their watch and their app that they have.
The one con I found when I had my Fitbit, it wouldn't record anything where I was stationary.
That's the big thing.
So and people will be like, oh, it's like they're fiddling around with their watch. It's not going to record your strength training workout.
Yeah, no.
It's an absolutely.
This one will. And it'll when you set it up for, it'll do the reps that you have and everything. But the heart rate is always low. So it tells you
didn't work out hard. So then it says you didn't work out hard. Well, if you did a heavy squat workout, worked out hard.
I'm cooked, right?
So, and I said, like, for high, and sometimes for CrossFit workouts, they're not accurate because the duration is so short.
Yeah.
And the intensity is high. And so it kind of, like, it'll say, like, oh, you didn't really work out. Like,
it gives you a low score for, like, say, it gives you a score on the end of the workout on how, you know, heart rate intensity it was. Mm-hmm. Well, it didn't have enough time to figure out, like, if you're only like that last one we did, well, that was 5 minutes or 8 minutes there.
Yeah.
When was that one? Wednesday. For me, it was 8 minutes and change, and it gave me a low score on it, but I was dead.
Yeah.
Right. So I know it's a little
passed out on the floor.
Yeah. I'm kind of cooked.
So they're not the most, they're better for, like, sustained, like, your walking, running, that kind of thing. Yeah.
I think another one reason too, activity awareness. So mm-hmm. I guess when you feel like you have that on, it tells you when you're sedentary for too long.
Yes, it does.
Get your ass off.
Mine tells me to get off my ass when I'm sitting down for anything.
So that's handy.
And I have it set for anything over an hour, because at work, if I'm sitting down for an hour and I'm doing something, it tells me to get up, and then I get up and I can go and do some push-ups, or I hit the pull-up bar, and then I'm good to go.
That's good.
Right.
Yeah, so that's good. Or like you say, acing your cardio workouts, fitness mm-hmm. trackers help you grasp the bigger picture of your physical routines.
Yeah.
But I remember when Fitbits came out and people were like, oh, I got to get my 10,000 steps. Yeah. Like doing laps around their kitchen island. Like 10,000 steps. the number is so, there's actually no scientific basis for 10,000 steps or 2,000 steps or whatever. And sometimes the more physically, so the more high intensity workouts people do, tendency the less they actually walk. So your top CrossFit athletes do a workout and then they sit on their ass. Like they really aren't going the whole day. They physically can't do that. No. So extra walking, it's good to get off your ass and go for a walk and keep moving, but it doesn't necessarily translate to any sort of fitness level. So
that's true.
Getting up and not being sedentary is good.
Yeah. But just because you walk 10,000 steps a day doesn't mean you're going to be able to do a half marathon.
It doesn't translate.
No.
Yeah.
No. Heart health monitoring.
Well, it can be off.
Which is nice. It could be off a little bit.
Yeah.
But for sure.
And then people and this is another thing where it will be misleading for CrossFit, because, you spend 8 minutes in high intensity, or you do weight training, which doesn't register as a high heart rate.
Yes.
But because it's building muscle, you're actually burning more calories overall than you would say going for a walk. So it doesn't give you an accurate picture of how effective heart training you is, or you say a high intensity workout compared to strength training. They're very different modalities of fitness, but they're both essential to your overall fitness.
That's true.
Yeah.
Sleep analysis.
I've never used it for sleep. I don't wear it at night.
I think this one is where people get so, I didn't get a good enough sleep. Did you wake up rested? Yeah. Did you wake up without an alarm?
Feeling like a bag of shit.
You don't need an app to tell you that.
I know.
I couldn't do that.
I wouldn't be able to wear it at night. I've never worn it at night. You've asked me a couple. Oh, did you wear it? No, I'm not.
No.
I don't wear my watch at night. Mm-hmm.
So. I can't be bothered to, I like just my old fashioned watch.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I get frustrated with technology too. If it doesn't work right away, I'm just piss on this. I have an old school Garmin, the first generation. Mm-hmm. I still have.
Yep.
Actually, I think I got the second. No, I got it again.
You got it again because you broke the first one.
It broke. I used it so much. And it's so old, but it mm-hmm. does. I just want to know how fast. I don't want to take my phone with me.
Yeah.
I don't have to take my phone with this one.
No, but a lot of them you do.
Yeah. So the cons of fitness trackers is what you were saying. Questionable accuracy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For sure, right?
Yeah, they're all off.
Especially with heart rate.
But even a polar heart rate monitor is off by a good 5 to 10%, and that's what they say. This one that I have.
Yeah, you can't use it as a we've talked about this whole. You're not going to use it as
an EKG, like an ECG, like those ones that you get. Oh, I'll put my fingers on, and it's going to give me my heart.
No,
come on.
Yeah, over reliance on the numbers.
Absolutely,
I think people get hung up on the numbers.
Yeah,
a lot,
yeah. Well, and I remember with nutrition coaching, I don't have people use calorie counters, because in the beginning I would have because they are so horribly off. I remember I get screenshots from clients my fat is this, and I'm they're putting if you say fried egg in a no stick skillet mm-hmm. and you just use a little bit of cooking spray, their fat's gonna be way lower than what the app
tells
you, because they're assuming you fried it in butter and all mm-hmm. this stuff. So
all the metrics were spot on, right?
They're never gonna be. And everybody's metabolism is different, and how you process food is different. And so you can't rely on that kind of say your calories. So and oftentimes people underestimate how much they eat and overestimate how much they exercise. Even these apps I'm active all the time. Well, are you walking to the fridge all day? What's going on here?
Mm-hmm.
So they underestimate how much they're eating and overestimate how much they're exercising. Hmm. And so, and that can play into the accuracy of the mm-hmm. data that you're inputting into these devices too.
That's true. Privacy concerns, because I guess you could get it hacked or if you're sharing information.
I think the apps can get hacked pretty easily. I don't know, but
I worry about just more the obsession about the numbers. I think
especially if somebody that's obsessive to begin with,
yeah,
and then they get into one of these, like there's people at the gym that I know that could go down a rabbit hole with, mm-hmm. with one of these, mm. and, you know.
That yeah. And I just like the whole, like your, like the whole watch, just let it be a watch. Like I'm just like, for me, I just can't handle the whole. For the most time,
that's what it is.
But it's like I don't need messages on my phone. Like
I know you're not in a position where you need that. No, but
even like at the gym, like you're just like, you know, like you get emails on your phone. Like
yeah, but that's from work. Like I've told you that before. Like just
calm down.
Because you get freak out on me, but
I don't freak out on you, but I'm just like, but
you don't understand.
I do understand. I do understand.
I don't know.
It works for, it depends on what the situation is.
Right. Yeah. But I don't like, I think it becomes too much of a, oh, like you're now you're focused on mm-hmm. this device and not the people around you. I think that is where I get annoyed with the whole watch thing. It's like, or you'll hear this ill chime like, oh, you know, like, so like,
It
diverts your attention, and I think that's my but biggest that's issue.
The part of the times, the way it is now.
Yeah, but you have a choice. You can shut it off. You can shut it off, and it's
so I always keep my phone on silent, and sometimes I miss calls or messages or whatever.
But it's on silent. Yeah. But you still get it on your watch, and so then it's kind of like, do you want to look at your wrist here? Because you know it's beeping. It's like, or like when we went to the restaurant today, and you like it's on your wrist. You're like.
I didn't have it on. Nothing went off.
No, that's how you knew your brother was texting you.
In the car. Because, we were in the car.
Yeah, and it came on your watch. It didn't come on the phone. No. On the car.
Well, it came on my phone because it vibrated on my side.
But you looked at your wrist.
But because I can't get my phone off my hip to look
Never
at
mind.
It.
Jeez. We didn't need
Here
to know.
Go. Domestic.
No.
Right now.
I'm not a fan of the smartwatch. Let's just put it that way.
Fine.
You know. But and I don't think it's not as an effective tool for fitness as people think it is.
No, it's how you use it.
Yeah, I think it's how you use it.
There's a time and a place for it.
There's a time and a place, but like monitoring every single metric doesn't help you.
Like I like it for when we're running and it shows me, you know, how far I've gone. Like basically
that's the only thing
I use it for distance. And like I like to be that lab rat at when we're at the gym and I'll do if I know this is going to be a hard workout and I put it on and I want to see where
it takes you.
Where it takes me, right?
But like, then you're yapping on me about your heart. I'm like, I don't really care.
Yeah, I know.
Like, because, this is my,
that's my, you know, it's just, I just want to see the numbers. Like, you know, hey.
But the numbers mean nothing, really.
Oh, really? But I just like to disprove.
What?
Like, you know, how they say that.
He's nerdy that way.
But yeah, but it's just like, one of those things that I just like that. It's just like they always say 220 minus your age, so 168. Like I'm at 190 now. Like,
I just said that you can safely exceed your max heart rate if you are a healthy athletic person.
It's just neat to see. I just think,
anyways, whatever. I think they're to each his own. Mm-hmm. To each his own. That would be the worst Christmas gift to give me.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Have I ever given you one? No.
So I would never buy one for myself.
Noted. No.
Noted. Don't.
However, what did I get this year? A boot in the ass.
Shut up. You could. I do like nice watches, but totally not connected to my phone.
And wine.
And wine. All right.
She got a lot of that for
I did.
Christmas.
It was a good Christmas. All right. So Tony's wine is excellent. And if you use fitness trackers,
she had a good
don't
choice,
go obsessive with them because they're absolutely.
Because Nairi will knob you something
I
fierce.
Will knob you something fierce. Speak to the people in front of you.
Talk to Greg first.
Don't get obsessed about the numbers because ultimately they really don't mean a lot.
Don't talk to Nairi.
And Happy New Year.
And Happy New Year. Happy New the last Year. Podcast of 2023.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yay.
That's another episode. Keep it real. Nairi Fiona. That guy.